not just fried, they're getting fried twice. So we're 100% sure they are fried oysters.
Fried oysters.
There you go.
I'm aiming at longtime patron and friend Kondo-san. I have a stew, a really good one that I know he's going to love because I made it to suit his taste.
Stew.
That's right.
Well, I always eat stew when I go.
Okay, tit for tat.
So his broth is soft shell turtle, right?
Check this out, how he does it. Pretty slick right there.
Oh, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
There it is, oyster noodles caught in the act. Deep fry job in progress. Gotta have something to go with that squid ink sauce.
Where did that go?
Yeah, that's the only sauce.
Well, we can think of, yeah. How is he gonna combine the oysters, though? That's the question.
Okay, and those oyster balls, too. Ooh, this is gonna be great.
Prepared in a frying pan with butter, just like scrambled eggs.
Now, where in the heck is he going with this one?
Again, I have absolutely no idea what he's doing. I'm just gonna dodge that question.
All right, now, what's here?
Oh, it's foie gras. You missed that?
All over it, over spill.
And he's used a bowl with the design of a plum here, if you notice. Okay, so now we just want to find out what's going on this one over here.
Yeah, this is the squid ink.
Yeah, now what goes on here, that's makes or breaks my career. It was actually more common to do this with whale meat in the old days. I resemble that remark.
All right, I like it. Wasabi.
Should and hope. Sounds like an engineer talking.
Taking a page from Japanese cuisine right there. A little tight with the noodles, though, but they were handmade, and if you're wondering, that will clear the theme ingredient requirement. They contain oysters in them noodles.
Right.
The trifecta, what a design.
Impressive. Yeah, no doubt.
A wonderful presentation by the Delacroix.
So he's creating three layers.
Make it four.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The scrambled egg mixture containing oysters is surrounded by a sea of lentil soup, on top of which he's placed a layer of boiled oysters. He's now ladling another sauce onto some plates over here. This is oyster soup, shallots, fresh cream, and wasabi, capped off with a big spoonful of caviar.
Okay.
I thought the milky taste of the oysters in this dish would be a little better with a zing to it.
Okay.
Without it, the tasters might get a little tired of it. It's a French sauce using wasabi, and it should be good.
Good. Yes. Oyster and us,
yeah.
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 Oyster and
top, yeah.